From the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
Basketball and the winter season is finally upon us. We're going to have a preview episode this week of teams we expect to make some noise in the 2025-26 season. This will involve how last year went and how this year is going so far for those teams that made an impact last year. We're going to cover all teams, but we're going to start today off with just the ones that were making the most noise last year. So throughout the year, teams will pop up as they rise among the list of top teams in Riverside County, and teams will also slide down. Let's tip things off. First team we're going to have is, for the boys' side of the bracket, is Vista Murrieta. Only Division I Riverside team last year. And they fell in the first round to Los Alamitos 83-74. They are coming off a year where they finished 22-7 overall and 116th in the state and averaged 73 points per game while giving up just over 55 points per game. So a very solid defense year round, but that tough Division I bracket was their undoing. Just a different kind of level of competition compared to what they played in the regular season that ended up costing them in that opening round. At this point last year, they were 6-1. Now they sit at 4-3. All three losses are to Riverside County teams as well. Norte Vista, Temecula Valley, and Murrieta Mesa all defeated Vista Murrieta so far early on in this year. A rocky start, so we'll have to see and keep an eye on how the Broncos are doing and if they can bounce back. Our next two teams finished in the Division II single A bracket last season and hail from out in the desert. We have Palm Springs and Rancho Mirage. They actually met in the second round of the playoffs where Rancho Mirage beat Palm Springs 50-43, a good matchup there in the playoffs before they lost the next round only by 3. Palm Springs finished the year 21-9, ranked 266th, being a low-scoring, defensively-built team as they only allowed 43.6 points per game, very efficient, while they only scored 52. They were the Desert Empire League champions with an 8-2 record. Now, on the other side, Rancho Mirage also finished 8-2, but third in the Desert Empire League. And the Rattlers, they went 24-7 and scored 68 points per game, pretty high scoring, and route to that third round appearance. They were ranked 267th, interestingly enough, one spot behind Palm Springs, despite that playoff victory. This year, Rancho Mirage is sitting at 1-1, not many games played, so not really able to get a good feel on their season so far, while Palm Springs is 3-1 and on a good pace through their first four games. Now, rounding off Division II is the Division II AA bracket, and there is a bunch to go through. A bunch of teams from Riverside County made this bracket. We have Corona Centennial, who finished the year 17-18, Riverside Poly, who went 24-11 and the Ivy League champs, Temecula Valley 15-14, Rancho Verde 24-7, Great Oak 21-9, and Santiago 22-10 on those seasons. Let's recap that bracket a little bit more. Santiago and Temecula Valley fell in round one. Rancho Verde beat Great Oak in round two. So a little bit of Riverside teams going head-to-head there again. And then followed up by a two-point loss to Riverside Poly. So a bunch of Riverside going on in that side of the bracket. The semifinals featured Corona Centennial and Riverside Poly both coming up short in their respective games. A little bit unfortunate. That would have been great to see both of them competing for a CIF title. Now, this year, Centennial is off to a great start. 5-1 and fresh off their only loss of the season. So they started 5-0. Fantastic start to the year for the Huskies. They're on a good pace to get back to where they were the previous year. Poly is at a 500 record of 3-3 to start 2025. So a little bit of work to do for them. Temecula Valley is 5-1 on a five-game tear after an opening day blowout, so definitely a good wake-up call in that first game. They've started off on this five-game win streak. We'll see how long that can continue. Rancho Verde is 2-1. Great Oak is also starting at a hot 3-1, so a good start for them. And Santiago sits at a scorching hot 6-0 to start 2025. They're looking to keep things going for as long as they can. It's great when you can rattle off a couple wins to start the year. 6-0 is a perfect spot to be. Of these teams, it seems that Santiago sits at the front with Centennial and Temecula Valley right on their heels. Those three teams definitely performing up to the level they did last year now in this new season. Now, there is plenty more boys basketball to cover and plenty of time to do so this year, so we want to switch over to the first group of teams now for girls basketball side. We will recap for this year. In Division 1, we have two teams, and that is Centennial and Kings girls basketball squads. Centennial made it as far as round 2 before they lost to the tournament's runner-up. Meanwhile, King fell in round 2 as well, a tough situation that would have seen the two meet up in round 3 had they been able to pull off their wins. We always root for Riverside teams to meet up in the playoffs, always makes for an exciting matchup. Centennial went 16-10 on the year, and they were first in the Big 8 League, and currently they have not played a game this year as they will wait until after Christmas to do so. Meanwhile, King finished 24-7 and second in the Big 8. This year looks no different for King as they are dominating the early slate with a 7-2 winning record, winning all those games by nearly 30 or more points. It's been blowout after blowout after blowout for King, so they look to keep things going. Both teams that finished top 50 in the state last year was Corona Centennial and King, as we're talking about. One seems on track to do the same. The other, we'll have to wait and see, having not played any games so far. And they, as we mentioned, will have to wait till after Christmas to get their season started. In Division 2A, there was Corona and Roosevelt representing Riverside County. The Panthers' season ended in the first round versus the eventual champions of the bracket. On the flip side, Roosevelt also fell in round 1, but to a semifinalist. So tough to really knock when you end up playing really good teams that make it to the end of the bracket in those first rounds. It's just a tough luck of the draw. Corona went 21-9 on the year and fifth in the Big 8, while Roosevelt went 20-11 and fourth in the Big 8 League. The two start this year with a 6-0 and 3-5 record, respectively. Great start for Corona, not so much for Roosevelt. But the Panthers off to a fantastic start, perfect record at 6-0 through their opening games. In Division 2 AA, there are a handful of teams. Santiago, 17-12. Valley View, 16-14. San Jacinto, 22-7, and they were the Mountain Pass champs at 8-0 last year. And Shadow Hills, 23-6, and the Desert Empire champs, 10-0. So two undefeated league champions in this bracket. They were representing the county. Every single one of them, even the undefeated league champs, fell in round 1 of the playoffs. Not a good showing and much to look forward to in terms of building on that outing last year in the playoffs for all these teams. This year, San Diego started 1-8, a shocking and tumultuous start to their season, but definitely still plenty of time to right the ship, only averaging 32 points per game on their current 7-game skid. They got to find something to turn this season around quick. Valley View is an unfortunate 1-4 in the same boat as San Jacinto, who's 1-3. Lots of work to do to reclaim those seasons of last year and for San Jacinto reclaim that Mountain Pass League championship. And Shadow Hills, they've started 7-0, but then they dropped their last two. So a solid start of 7-2, but needing to get back on track are the Knights, who aim to win the Desert Empire League again. They have won 29 of their last 30 league games, so things are looking good for them. But that 2-game skid, not the best, but a 7-0 start, definitely a promising season coming up for Shadow Hills. We have a few special teams to note, as that kind of wraps up the individual boys and girls teams we're going to talk about. Few special teams. The Hillcrest Trojans girls team won the CIF Southern Section Division 5 AA Championship last year and advanced all the way to the regional finals in the state tournament for D5. They went 26-7 and 10-0 in league play. So a great season for the Hillcrest Trojans. Congrats on their CIF championship. They're going to look to go back-to-back. Unfortunately, this year's quest for the back-to-back titles gets even more challenging as the team starts off 1-5 in their opening games. It's hard to win two titles, especially in that second year, if you start off with a rough skid and they have 1-5 through those first 6 games. We also have probably the most dominant team to talk about here, and this one we're going to talk about all season, the Roosevelt Mustangs for the boys team. They won the Open Division Pool Play Bracket Championship for the boys. They finished ranked as the number one team in the state. The best basketball team in all of California sits in Riverside. And number two nationally. An incredible season. They posted a 35-2 record, 7-0 in league, and running the table all the way through the state championship tournament, beating Archbishop Reardon 80-60 to lock up one of the best seasons of all time in the state's history after both the CIF and state titles, outscoring opponents by a total combined of 811 points on the year. An unbelievable margin. Over 800 points outscoring your opponents is incredible. This is the single most impressive team to watch last year and this year, and they have picked up right where they left off, starting 5-1 on the season. Expect to hear a lot about them this year and another great and phenomenal season coming up for those Roosevelt Mustangs. Hoops are always an exciting time of year. I look forward to diving more into the teams as the season progresses. Already some good signs for Riverside teams with the early success of Centennial and Temecula Valley, Santiago and Roosevelt for the boys, and King and Corona and Shadow Hills making some headway for the girls' side. As we move on through this season, there are plenty of other teams sprinkled in that went into other brackets last year, and we'll make sure to cover them as well starting off next week. That's a wrap for this week's look at Riverside County Prep Sports, where from the desert to the mountains and from the pass to the valleys, our student athletes bring their best every game, every day. Join us next week as we shine the spotlight on more hometown heroes from across all 23 school districts, right here where the pride of Riverside County plays on. Thanks for joining us on Varsity Vibes on the United America Network.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.